Good morning. It's Toby from Cubic Mushroom Apps. I've had a pretty good week this week. Highlight of my week was attending the Open for Business trade show over at Derby University, and made quite a lot of good contacts, startup businesses and things. So that's been the highlight of my week. And that, and getting my head around Linux, having thrown a point of squash over my MacBook Pro and not being able to replace it. So that's been my week this week.
Hi there, Darren from Golf Shake. This week's been fairly productive on small tasks, mainly for me focused on the kind of the boring tasks, but very important, of SEO, copywriting, and landing pages. I've also rolled out a new Facebook fan page, welcome page, which has actually seen me increase my daily fans from about 1 to 5, so a fivefold increase. So it's actually worked quite well, even though the numbers are quite low. Show and tell wise, if anybody upgrades to iOS 5 and uses iCloud, if you have a play with the Find My Device app, when you're playing with all the buttons, the word wipe says wipe and not swipe, and wipe will delete everything.
Wow. That's quite heavy. Yeah. Make sure you get it right way around.
Yeah. Hi, it's Ian from Ian Demon Media. Highs this week, the successful broadcast yesterday at NTU, live video over the web was new for me, so that was great. Lows this week was just having massive problems with my iPhone and iOS 5 and the potential of losing all my photographs. But however, that's recovered itself, so all is well on a Friday.
Hi, it's Steve from Montana. Really good week this week in terms of this being the real crunch month for us in Covetti in terms of cash management over the year, and some really good results. People beginning to take ownership of their own projects, and some really good things coming along. So all's good. Plans are looking good for the next 12 months, and I'm sure Sarah will tell you more about them.
Hello, Sarah from Antenna. I've had a great week, and the high was I was asked to facilitate a big discussion at Broadway for a trio of artists who have set up a creative twinning project. So this is kind of my show and tell too. Debbie Bryan, Hannah Lobley and Jane Childs are three 3D artists, crafts, designer makers, and they invited a group of artists over from Karlsruhe in Germany, and we had a session on Tuesday afternoon that involved a lot of sharing, very generous-spirited talk about the experience of the German artists working and selling and the British artists working and selling, and how they could learn from each other. So check out Creative Twinning. Another high has been my team who run the business centre at Antenna, so you'll know them from the reception desk, Beth and Michael, are really beginning to take ownership of their role and getting a right handle on what they're doing in the face of not terribly good encouragement sometimes from other parts of the organisation. So I'm cheering them on too. It's great.
Hi, it's Francine from Clarity Marketing. Low point of the week is my laptop has finally been declared beyond repair beyond worthwhile repair by a proper person. I finally prized it after 8 weeks out of the hands of the lovely people at PC World, who I believe are going to be featured on Watchdog next week. So it's not just me. So I should be having a little ceremony while I bury my laptop under the pile of other defunct junk in my spare room later today. High point is really a client or joint high point with a client. I did some copywriting work earlier in the summer for a local accountancy firm entering the British Accountancy Awards, and they are down to the shortlist of 3 in their category. So hopefully in a few weeks' time, we may have even more of a celebration there. And that was quite funny to look at the guidance notes for that award, because you could just see from the despairing tone of them the pathetic efforts people usually make when they put in for these things, like, you know, here's my brochure, work it out yourselves, folks. So a bit of effort's obviously paid off there. Show and tell is 25 Things You Need to Know About the Future, free breakfast event at the University of Nottingham with Professor Chris Barnett, always entertaining. Got some good numbers booked in for that already. That's the 15th of November. It's free, there's breakfast laid on, and it will be hugely entertaining. So find out about that at www.ingenuitygateway.com. Wow, how'd you follow that?
Yeah, that was good.
I'm Karen, CJ, PCM Creative, and I've spent another week just amazed at how technology is moving forward so fast and how people are really trying to have a conversation and dialogue with each other and the technologies that are coming out and applying them to making them better and more resourceful and more efficient. And it's just really exciting times. I've talked to a lot of people about what's happening and where it's all going, and it's just a really exciting time at the moment, just being our generation at the time in society and in history that we are. And I think it's going to be something that we can look back on of a huge journey. And there's also I've been really made aware of how the younger generations are really struggling. And I wonder if it's got a little bit to do with our starry-eyedness from our generation, that we're not really mentoring the younger generation in a way that we should. Because it's all really new and shiny for us, but it's also new, shiny, and also completely alien to them. My show and tell is an iPad app called CleeFit. Very strange name. CLEFIT, and it's kind of a desktop publishing app that really uses the iPad's features to do presentations, and I'm really enjoying playing with that. So that's me.
I'm John with Beard, part of Creative Nottingham. This is my first refresh breakfast in many, many weeks due to an unfortunate combination of some sad personal times and my general failure to control my day job diary and block this time out. So I'm really glad to be here. For me, this morning, I've met several people that I knew before and had good conversations, and I've already met several new people, and I think that's what's so good about this breakfast, is that mixture. And the food's pretty good too.
Hi, I'm Graham from Aspiring. Sorry I'm late, but 8 o'clock is just too much. I do what I can, but here I am anyway. Strange week. Actually, on the whole, wonderful. I was in London for the last day. Had two meetings. One was because I'm a fellow of the RSA, and I went to the RSA Social Entrepreneurs Network. And I met this guy who just walked across the room and he said, "My soul needs to talk to your soul." And wow. I said, "Does your soul drink?" And we went for a beer afterwards, and was the most amazing couple of hours I've had in a long time. He used to be a Benedictine monk when he was 19 years old. He did it for 2 years. And so we've had a lot of... there's huge synergy between our journeys. So fascinating. And then yesterday morning I met a Canadian guy who wants to take our local impact measurement tool, limtool.com, he wants to take that to Canada to sell for that market. And then he said some really spooky personal things as well, because I'm at a particularly interesting phase of life. And he just said a couple of really spooky things, which A, freaked me out, and then went, yep, he's right. So I feel nicely affirmed, which was lovely. I haven't got anything to show and tell because I'm just running around. Oh, Job Centre Plus, we got the contract.
Yay!
So thank you for your lovely energies and stuff. Job Centre Plus, a bloody nightmare to get a contract from. They are like Rocking Horse. We are now the runners. We are now running the Graduate Enterprise School.
Fantastic.
For the whole of Nottingham and Nottinghamshire, for graduates who left in 2011. And Francine's going to come and do a session for us, which will be really exciting. Once we can actually work out what we're doing. We've actually had people sign up for it as well, which is really good. So that we start the promotional work for that next week. So that means next week, Tony and I are spending all week in job centres going, oh, come on, just sign up for the course. And then we start the course 2 weeks later. So, yes, that's us. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Sorry I was away last week, but I was on a bit of a mission across the other side of the globe. My low light of the week would be getting stuck in Houston Airport for one day as 7 inches of rain fell in 6 hours and completely disrupted the whole of Texas. They just didn't know how to cope with it. They've not had water there for the last 6 months. They've been in this permanent drought. So they were actually scared that there was that much water that the trees would suck it up and split the trees, because the trees had not had that, had any water. So it was a whole different kind of metric going on there. That was new to me. Another low light. What was the other low light of this week? I can't remember that one. The highlight was working with CJ and Ian yesterday at NTU. We did a live stream with Sass Brown, eco fashion designer. Also, another highlight this week is I got a free pass to go to We Are Light Minds in Exeter next week, which is a 3-day conference with 50 really prolific speakers. CJ is incredibly jealous of that. My show and tell this week is iOS 5. I've installed it on the iPads and the iPod. There's a great new messaging tool on that so that they can be both in sync. So if you message on this, put this down and put your pick up your iPad, iPod, then the messages are on there. There's also a great new thing called Find My Friends, which if you're scared of Gwala and Foursquare because you're worried about privacy, it's very, very good because you can just say, I only want to share with certain people. So I've seen examples where people are sitting on the beach and they check in on the beach with a private circle, and then they invite family members and they can track down the beach to find out exactly where they are on the beach. Really cool use of technology. And that's it for this week. It's good to be back.